Support has been building nationally for reducing the number of people behind bars. A year ago, voters in Philadelphia put that support to action by electing Larry Krasner as district attorney. He vowed to charge fewer people with crimes and fight mass incarceration. Keystone Crossroads' Bobby Allen reports data show he has delivered on that promise, but he continues to face pushback from police officers, victim advocates, and the system itself.
Krasner is a former civil rights lawyer who sued the police 75 times before becoming the city's chief law enforcement official. Walk into his 18th floor office, and it'll feel like you're visiting a left-leaning political science professor. Behind a large blue couch is a blown-up cover of Time magazine, the year it made the protester the person of the year. It's Krasner's nod to the Arab Spring and Occupy Wall Street. A full year in office behind him, Krasner sees himself as leading his own movement, trying to reverse decades of what he sees as racial injustice built into the system.
Going from 6,500 people in county jail to 4,700. It's pretty good.
How'd this happen? He told prosecutors to release defendants without having to post bail for low-level offenses like DUIs, resisting arrest, and some burglaries.
All of our metrics at this point indicate it caused no uptick in crime, and it caused significant increase in people failing to show up.
Krasner also told his staff to stop charging marijuana possession and go easy on shoplifters and sex workers. These changes meant Philadelphia prosecutors in 2018 filed nearly 20% fewer cases than the previous year. Krasner wants to continue this trend by diverting more drug users out of the criminal justice system, and not just for people caught with weed.
This would apply to heroin. This would apply to crack. It would apply to cocaine. There's just not a whole lot of value in convicting people who are suffering from a disease that is called addiction. There are other ways to be accountable.
Krasner, though, has faced stiff opposition, including from rank-and-file police officers who say privately that they don't trust him. And though overall crime has dropped, shootings and homicides rose during Krasner's first year in office. He and the city's police commissioner say it's drug-related violence from the opioid crisis. Krasner's critics also say his push to be more lenient with some offenders hurts victims and their families. Take Ace King.
I cannot understate what this individual and his movement has done to our family and other families. It's unreal.
King's dad, a former Philadelphia cop, was murdered 20 years ago. One of the five convicted in connection with the killing was given life in prison as a teenager. Recently, that man received a new sentencing hearing after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that so-called juvie lifers should be given a second chance. But through the process, King says he didn't feel like Krasner was his advocate.
We're not asking to put a needle in this guy's arm. We're not asking for this guy to be in life in prison again. We are just saying keep the victims' families in the loop and have their voices heard. And that's not happening. He's actually muffling and squashing those voices and not being forthright.
King asked Krasner if his office would consider asking a judge to keep the man in prison for more time. Krasner said no. He admits his office has made mistakes in not communicating with the family of victims in some cases, but he says he's working to fix that.
We just had a training yesterday on how to use a new document that will be in every file to ensure that we have solid contact with victims wherever that's possible, and it's not always possible, and to make sure that we get useful input from them on their feelings about the case.
Krasner's mandates have caused other friction. He wanted his prosecutors to talk about how much it costs to put someone in prison at sentencing hearings, and a judge reprimanded one of his staffers for doing that. Another judge appointed a special prosecutor after one of Krasner's assistants was found to be too forgiving in the courtroom. And the feds have threatened to intervene in a violent case where Krasner's office extended a lenient plea deal.
He was elected on a platform that differed from the approach that many people in the criminal justice system have traditionally taken.
David Sklansky is a former federal prosecutor who now teaches law at Stanford University.
So it's not surprising that some people who operate in the system are going to push back against him and think that he's doing the wrong thing.
Anthony Dickerson says Krasner is doing the right thing. Dickerson served a decade in prison for selling drugs. He now helps people transition after being released from jail.
Before, it was just lock him up, throw away the key.
Dickerson says he doesn't believe the idea that bad guys now feel more free to commit crimes, knowing the DA might show mercy.
People out in the street just trying to survive, make money, you know. They don't vote, you know what I mean? They don't know. They don't even know who the mayor is, you know, let alone the DA. I mean, All they know is you avoid cops and stick-up men.
Back in his office overlooking Philadelphia City Hall, Krasner has statistics ready to go. A year of incarceration, he says it costs taxpayers about $40,000. Probation? Krasner says it stops being effective after 3 years. And on that note, Krasner says his big priority for 2019 will be slashing the number of people in the city under court supervision.
We have 40,000 people on probation and parole. New York City has 12,000 people. And New York City is 5 or 6 times bigger than we are, depending on how you count it. Why?
Krasner is trying to reverse decades of law and order policies that created the current landscape. But rocking the system will become less popular, experts say, if Krasner can't find the support of crime victims and if violence on the streets isn't contained. Bobby Allen, Keystone Crossroads.